In this final shir on the halachot of Brit Milah, I want to speak about the Suda, which very often follows a Brit Milah, the festive meal. And there is a basis for this in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which says, relating to the pasuk in Parshat Vayera, Vayas Avraham Mishteh Gadol, B'yom Higamel Et Yitzchak, that Avraham made a great feast. Now, usually we translate it on the day that Yitzchak was weaned, but the Medrash understands it as B'yom Hei Gimel Mal, on the day, the eighth day, that he did Brit Milah to Yitzchak, and this is a suggestion or a notion for the Sudat Brit Milah. From the expression, the language used in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Heis, if you'd bet, it would seem that this is just a minhag. The Shulchan Aruch says, noagim. It's the minhag, it's the custom to make a Suda for a Brit Milah. But interestingly, there are some achronim who say that it's actually a din midrabanan to have a Suda, and some suggest that it's even a requirement midoraita. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, generally speaking, people actually don't make a proper Suda. He thinks it's probably for financial reasons, but the Chochmat Adam really has quite strong language about people who try and cut corners and just serve a bit of coffee and cake, or even a l'chaim, and he says, lo yafeh heimosim, they're not doing what's nice, and it's proper to lay on a proper seuda. The interesting question would be that if a person's got limited funds, would it be better to have a small seuda for 10 people? The Rama indeed says that one should have a seuda, and to try and have 10 people there, or whether it would be better to have light refreshments for 50 people. Seems that it would probably be better to have a proper Suda for 10 people. The Achronim talk about what actually has to be served at such a Suda. There some say that one actually needs to have basar v'yayin, meat and wine. This is the view of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because of simcha. There's a requirement of simcha at such a meal, and ein simcha ela bavasar, and also one needs a wine to make sure that one's in a good frame of mind. A proof or a support for this position is the ruling of the Rama in Hilchot Tisha B'Av, who says that during the week of Tisha B'Av, 10 people are allowed to eat meat at the Sudat Brit Milah, but not more than that. So this would indicate that in actual fact there is a requirement to eat meat, because otherwise just tell everybody to have milchiks. However, there are others who say that you don't need to have meat in particular. This is particularly following the view of the Rif and the Rosh, that nowadays, even on Yom Tov, you don't have to have meat, because there's no korbanot any longer. But some Achronim do say, even if you don't have to have meat, you still have to have wine, because of the consideration of simcha. Interestingly, the Chatam Sofer is of the opinion that you don't actually need to supply or provide either of those. He was asked a question about having a Suda for a Brit Milah between Shachrit and Musaf, after laning but before Musaf on a Shabbat morning, where the Baalei Brit didn't want to go to the expense of providing a very big meal. So they wondered if they could just have a smaller meal and have it between Shachrit and Musaf. His response was this, that you can, with the proviso that you don't serve meat, because meat turns it into being a big meal, a kviat suda, which you're not allowed to have before Musaf. And also wine, one shouldn't be drinking wine before Musaf. So it's clear from the Chatam Sofer that one doesn't need to serve that. But the general minhag in London seems to be, the most of the Britot that I go to seems to be serving bagels and spreads and croissants and the like. But perhaps if one has the ability and the wherewithal and the time to serve a proper meal, then that would be good for kavod of the mitzvah. But obviously people with a new baby in the family Should try to make sure, number one, they don't stretch themselves financially too much, and number two, they don't wear themselves out and the father too much with worrying about guests and the like when they've got a new baby. Many people have this idea that one's not supposed to formally invite somebody to a Brit. Why not? So this does have a halachic basis. It's mentioned by the Rama there in Siman Reish Samach Hei. It's based on the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet that says that a person who doesn't sit down in a chaburat mitzvah is a person who's distanced from Shamayim, excommunicated by Shamayim. And Tosfot there on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph said this is referring to a sudat mitzvah for a Brit Mila. However, the Rama, basing himself on this Tosfot, points out that this restriction or this notion that you shouldn't turn down the invitation to a Brit Milah only applies if it's exclusively Anashim Mehuganim, people of good quality people, whatever that that means, present. But if they're Anashim She'enam Mehuganim, people who are not the best of company from a religious and moral perspective, so then one's not bound to attend such a simcha. But anybody who does have the opportunity when we're able to go back to Brit Milah Seudot, that's anybody who's able to go and join in the simcha, then that indeed is a mitzvah. Ad kan.